Blog Talk Radio.
Paranormal Talk with your host, Annette Jones.
My voice is gone, I can't speak it. Oh, I may lose myself. Your eyes are inflamed, you can't cry anymore. You need to find yourself. Staring outside, I can't think anymore. I need to ground myself. I need to ground myself. Asleep on the couch, you can't love anymore. And I can't, I just can't.
My brain decided to take a short vacation. Tonight's guest is Tim Link, the animal psychic, and he is here to talk to your pets. So give us a call at 646-915-8522 if you have a pet that you'd like Tim to speak with. And so without further ado, hello, Tim.
Hi, Annette. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just great, thank you.
Cool. Now, I remember last time you were on here, we had a question about soy milk, and I cannot remember if we ever actually got the answer to that question. So Because a couple of months ago we were talking about what table foods are safe for your pets. And
right.
I don't remember if we ever talked about the soy issue.
Yeah, I checked into it a little bit more because I didn't feel it was going to be harmful, but I wasn't sure of, you know, what kind of impact it would have, what kind of dietary problem it could cause, anything of this sort for your animal, especially your cat. And I took a look. If you haven't had a chance, take a look at the Humane Society of the United States website, hsus.org. They've got wonderful, wonderful information in there, and they've got some great food information and dietary things and things that animals are allergic to or could be allergic to. And their take on soy milk is that there is not a danger in it by any means. You can definitely give it to the animals, but it's not recommended to do it on a regular basis. And I think it's just due to the fat content that is in the soybeans and in the soy milk. It's probably not a good staple for them. But if you need to do it occasionally for some reason to get, then maybe to take a medication or something, I think you're okay to do it.
Okay. All right. Now, we have a caller from someone. I believe it's a Skype call because it's all zeros. But you're on the air.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Is this the paranormal talk?
Yes, it is, and we're talking with the animal psychic tonight. If you have a question about your pet.
Yes. Oh, actually, you know what? Can I call you back?
Sure.
Someone's just arrived, and I need to help them out.
Okay. All right. Feel free. Thanks for calling. All right. So,
well, hopefully that was a service station technician and not someone working the morgue. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
Yeah, we will hope so. We will hope so. Okay, so we're actually going to talk about my dog first. And for anybody listening, you can see photos of the animals that we're going to talk to tonight, provided people sent their photos in, at www.mytarotdreams.com/pets. And I'll be typing that address in the chat room in just a minute. So I wanted to talk about my dog Copter first. We usually save him for last, but this is an issue that I keep forgetting to ask you about. So I thought I'd get it out of the way first so I don't forget again. My dog Copter he is afraid of the bathroom. He does not like to go in there. I mean, he'll come in there if me or my daughter is in there, but he comes in, he'll, like, stick his nose to our leg, and then he'll turn around and run right back out. And a lot of times if you're in there and you're trying to get him to come in there, he'll stand at the door and whine and kind of dance around. You know how they do when they don't want to go in someplace.
Right.
And I was just wondering if you could talk to him and figure out why he is so afraid of the bathroom.
Well, he's saying something about the floor. Now, is the floor different in that room? Is it a tile floor or a linoleum-type floor compared to carpeting elsewhere?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the kitchen floor is tile, too, and it doesn't bother him.
Yeah, he says it feels different. It feels different. Okay. Maybe that – and he actually gave me sort of a ratty-tat-tat type thing. Does Copter have long nails?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, he's not a big nail trimmer, is he? He doesn't like you messing with his feet?
No, he doesn't like you doing anything to him, so.
So he says it feels different. He gave me a ratty-tat-tat, like he was showing me his fingernails, that you know, his nails are, he likes his long nails, doesn't like his feet messed with. In that room in particular, feels different to him. Though the linoleum may still be the same as in the kitchen, it just feels different to him. And I think it's because it's a smaller space and it makes a little bit different noise, and that's why he's afraid of it. So I'm trying to project a Copter that it's okay, it's a safe zone, it's actually a good place to be. And so we'll keep projecting that to him, that's a good thing.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a little different, so, but that's okay. At least that'll keep him out of the toilet, so that'll be the good thing.
No, he's not a big toilet drinker. But
good.
See, before we moved into this house, he wasn't afraid like this of that other bathroom. Now, I had a friend of mine, well, Gabby, you actually know her. You speak to her every time you're on the show.
Sure.
She suggested that it might be because there's no window in there.
And it looks maybe a little darker or something. He says it's a smaller room. It's a different room. And of course, it's smaller than the kitchen, but it feels different to him. It sounds different to him. And if there's no window, then obviously any echo he may get by walking on the floor is going to be a little bit different also.
Okay.
So, yep.
All there is
yeah.
To it. It's not like
yeah.
a ghost living under my tub or
I
something.
I don't feel like you. No, I don't think the ghost from beneath the tub. I think that's a new movie coming out at Christmas time. I'm not sure, but
yeah, the ghost from beneath the tub. That's a good title for a movie in it.
That's right. Okay. Can't be worse than some of the other ones we're seeing out there lately.
Okay. So, does he have any other complaints or? Concerns or just anything he wants me to know?
What's the, who's he chasing outside? Is there somebody from outside the fence that always walks by? Do you have a jogger or a walker or anybody
yeah,
goes by the
people,
house?
He chases everybody and
yeah.
everything. If they're on foot or on a bicycle or in a big truck, he barks and chases them.
Yeah, he was showing me that. That's what he like. And that's what he does. Now, do you get after him sometimes, or you pretty much wash your hands of that?
No, I get after him sometimes because he, you know, it's, you know, I say, you know, thank you for protecting us, but you can shut up now. And because he just he'll bark and bark and bark at him. And it's just, it drives me nuts because all they're doing is walking down the street. They're not even on our property.
Right. But we have to acknowledge that, you know, he did a good job. He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank you very much. Now you can be quiet because that's going to make me happy. Because we had that situation today with our schnauzers. You know, they protect the area around the house as well. And two doors down, they were getting a new roof put on their house. And our boys felt compelled to tell us that there were six guys on a roof putting new roofing on. So I had to do this routine quite often today to praise them for doing a good job. Thank you very much. You can stop now, and this is going to make me happy.
Okay. All right, I'll give that a try. So
give it a try. Really he's doing good. He's doing good. He's feeling good, and, yeah, things are good for him.
Okay, good deal. Now, next, and I'm sorry, I cannot remember the name of the guy that sent in the picture of Lucy, but this is his dog that has passed on, and he wanted you to talk to him, to her, sorry, see if you could communicate with her, and
yeah.
He didn't have a specific question, he just said he'd love if you could talk to her.
Yeah, the key thing Lucy wants to let you know is good life. That's the word that she keeps pushing out, good life. She had a good life. And though she may have had some struggles, especially towards the end, she lived a good, long life, felt good about things, and she wanted to make sure you knew that because I think there was some question about, you know, did you do everything for her and did she, you know, did you do the right things for her? And she wants you to know that, yes, she did. It was a good life, and she came here with her mission and purpose, and she did a pretty good job of fulfilling it. But, what a sweetie. What a sweetie. She's very, very happy. And she said, as always, you know, we can call upon our pets that have transitioned whenever we need to. You know, go into that quiet time, go into that prayer time, that meditation time, whatever you that makes you feel comfortable. Picture them. Talk to them. Talk to them verbally or talk to them through mental images. Ask them to come and be with you. Ask them to come and help you out. You've got situations where, especially if there's things that Lucy did well, and you need her help for that, just call upon her, and you'll be amazed at how quickly they'll come back to help out.
Okay.
But the big word is good life. That's what she really wants you to know.
Okay. And it was Case. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. It's Kayleen. He's in our chat room, and Lucy was his dog. So I'm sure he's glad to hear that. Let's see. And he's not saying anything else. So if you have any specific questions about Lucy, just type them out in the chat or give us a call at 646-915-8522. Or if anybody else in the chat wants to call in, go right ahead. The number is, again, 646-915-8522.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
now the last animal, go ahead, sorry.
No, let's go over the last animal, then I've got just a quick comment and a quick message I want to send out as well.
Okay.
So let's cover the animal first, and I do want to throw this out there. So do we have another one out there?
No, not. We have another photo on the page, but we can.
Okay. Well, let me give my praise and then my comment out to just in general. The first will be, I got a message through the email today that we lost a fantastic woman and an animal communicator that's been doing this for well over 25 years, and she was my personal mentor and one of the main reasons that I decided to follow this passion and this mission and really gave purpose to it. And so I want to give a little prayer and a little bit of praise out to Judy Byers of Animal Echoes. Judy was out of South Carolina, and she was one of the original founders of sort of this movement. And you know, she was my personal mentor, the one that helped me uncover this gift that we all have, but showed me that I had it and could use it for the best good. And so it's a sad day. It's a happy day. I know Judy's smiling down and probably just saying, you know, thanks for the comments, and I get to work and help these animals out. But she will be definitely missed by me and many others. She gave hundreds and thousands of animals a voice. So my big praise out to Judy Byers of Animal Echoes.
I'm so sorry for the loss of your friend.
Yeah, she was a great, great, great lady. But now my commentary. I'll give, you know, we always give tidbits out there. We always give out people things that they can do to help their animals out and give
right.
advice out there. And one thing I want to sort of, this will be commentary on my behalf and maybe a little bit of advice tied in with it, but I keep hearing about this tough economy we have. And we know it's a tough economy out there. We see the challenges we have with loss of jobs and gas prices and high health care, and it is. It's probably one of the toughest times that we've had. Depending on which of our future president, depending on which senator you listen to, whichever will be our future president, you know, this is the worst time we've had since the Depression.
Right.
But my challenge to everybody is the fact that don't worry so much about it. Don't get caught up in all the hype behind it. Don't make things mad worse than they are. And especially when it comes to your pets, you know, they're an important part of our lives. They're part of our families. We make that commitment to take care of them, and we need to see that through. And when we talk about not only providing them the proper veterinarian care and the proper food and everything we have to do to maintain our pets, most importantly, don't let that negative energy come in to play with your pets. I talked about it on this show many, many times that, you know, our animals are a mirror of us. They absorb what we're going through and everybody in the household. And if we're going through a very positive time and things are great and we're projecting positive energy out there, your pets do remarkably well. When we're not doing well and we're caught up in all that negative energy and it's we're pushing that stagnant energy to everyone around us, including our pets, then our pets are going to absorb that as well.
Right.
So my commentary tonight is just stay positive about it. We'll get through. Take care of your pets. Make sure you're staying positive about what's going on in your life so you can be positive with your pets.
Right. Because, I mean, seriously, your pet doesn't care if you spend $50 for a bag of dog food or $10, you know. They don't care. They don't care if you have a diamond ring or if you drive a big fancy car. They don't care. They just want you.
That's it. They're here. They come down for their mission, their purpose, and they stay true to it to the very end. And their biggest thing that they can give us is love. And it's amazing. I mentioned this to someone last night, and the fact that, you know, we're all brought down here for one main reason. We all have different purposes and different jobs and different things that we have to accomplish or we want to accomplish while we're here. But the main reason we're here is for love.
Right.
And so we as humans are brought down here for love, and our animals are definitely brought down here for love. And the only difference between us and our animals is the fact that they stay true to that. And like you said, Annette, they don't care what kind of car you drive or how many, you know, studs are on their collar. They don't care if you take them to a fancy groomer or you do it yourself. They probably would prefer you doing it yourself. So, you know, don't get overly caught up in everything that's going on around you. And I see this a lot, you know, obviously I'm being an animal communicator and doing this as my livelihood, but also being the volunteer president of our local Humane Society. We see animals being left behind and animals that are brought into us. And these are animals that can be taken care of. There's no reason that these animals should be left behind.
Right. And another thing that I want to bring up, too, is if you do find yourself in a position where you just cannot afford to keep your animal anymore, take them to the shelter. Give them to somebody that can afford it or will love it. And, you know, don't just abandon your pets, please. Give them to someone that can take care of them.
Yeah, definitely so. Turn to your local rescue organizations. You know, our Humane Society here in Forsyth County, Georgia, we're a no-kill shelter. And we go out and secure grants, and we go out and secure relationships with major corporations that deal with pet food and deal with pet food distribution. And so we have programs set up for people that are low income or no income that can't afford to take care of their pets. And you come to us and tell us your situation, and we'll have food for you. So don't just assume there's nobody out there. We had a great situation. We had our annual fundraiser, our big, we have multiple fundraisers a year. We had our big one, our big black tie affair, and this past Saturday. And this is the event that we really count on to be able to maintain the number of animals that we take care of, which are, you know, getting to be about, well over 1,000 animals a year. And amazingly enough, in this tough economy, we still got over $80,000 worth of items donated for our live auctions, live and silent auctions that we had. And we had over 250 people attend, which is more than we've had in previous years.
Mm-hmm.
Because people aren't getting caught up in this. They realize the importance of taking care of their animals and other animals, and they are stepping forward. And there are people there that you know, live very modest means, but they know this is an important cause, and they know that the more they do, the better they feel. So reach out to these people. Reach out to these organizations. That's what they're there for. And to be honest with you, the way the grants work is the more that we bring in and the more we give out, the more we get. So if we're showing we're giving out to the community, we have a chance of getting more.
Cool.
So take a look at these things. And there's some wonderful programs out there. I'm sure every town, no matter what the size, has someone or some organization or group out there that would be able to help you out.
Okay. Very cool. Okay, off the soapbox and into. Now we have one last animal that that someone sent their photo in. We just haven't been that busy this week. So, Zelda is that pretty pussycat at the bottom of the page there at mytarotdreams.com/pets. And Morgan sent in this photo, and they did not have a question. They just said, "Oh yeah, let Tim talk to Zelda." So,
beautiful kitty. Looks
this
like
this is actually a Sage Man that's in the chat room. That's his cat.
Beautiful kitty. So the question, Sage Man, is, you know, I guess if you're in the chat room, throw us a chat. What questions do we want to know of Zelda? Because she's feeling pretty spunky. I'm getting the impression she's a pretty spunky kitty. And she showed me another cat. I'm curious if you have another cat either there or did you have another cat? Because this is very important to her about another cat. And maybe you're thinking about getting another cat. And if you're not, if you are thinking about getting one, I can turn you on to some rescue groups and maybe I'll help you out.
Okay. Now, Morgan says that he's in Arizona and he misses her because she's back in Vermont. And he wants to hear how she's doing.
Well, she's doing quite well. She calls herself Spunky Kitty, or that's the impression I'm getting from her, Spunky Kitty. She seems to be doing pretty well. And like I said, I'm getting some other cats. I'm real curious about that, if there's another cat back in on the East Coast, or if there is a contemplation of another cat, or if there's one left behind. This cat seems very important to her. But she seems to be doing pretty well. She seems to be doing pretty well. She hasn't forgotten about you, so don't worry about that. And she's showing me this. She's showing me. I'm curious if there are children in the house back. Was it Connecticut? Yeah, Vermont. Yeah, I'm getting some. Getting some impression that there's some children too. So she seems to be feeling very. Wanting you to know her situation. She showed me a lot of different things in and around the home. So this cat keeps coming back, though. So I'm curious about that as well. But the overall thing is Zelda's doing well. Zelda's doing well. She hasn't forgotten about you. She's very, very spunky. Seems to be health-wise doing well. So
Okay. Feel
good about she's being taken care of.
Okay, and I have a question in the chat, and we have a caller. So which one you want to take first?
Well, let's do the caller since they called in.
Okay. All righty, 936 area code, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hey, I just had a real quick question for your talker tonight, speaker.
Okay, who's this?
My name is Thomas. I'm in Texas.
Okay, hi, Thomas.
I've got three dogs here that typically are pretty happy. I'm just wondering if they're happy most of the time or not.
Yeah, do you have a special playtime with them, Thomas? The youngest one showed me something about a special playtime, special thing you do with them.
Yeah, I play with her because she's the smallest one. She's 25 pounds. The other two weigh 90 pounds, so they...
Oh.
I can't play with them quite the same way.
Yeah, she said you have a special play time with her, is what she said, so there's some special things you do for her.
Oh, yeah, she's my sweetheart. She sleeps between my legs at night.
And do the 90-pounders try to sleep on your lap?
No. They sleep in the bed, but they don't try to sleep in my lap.
Must be a crowded bed.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, my wife left me a few months ago, so I've got plenty of room in the bed now. But no, their usual time to harass me is in the morning when I'm first up and sitting down with my first cup of coffee. They all gather around me and paw at me and do all sorts of things to harass me because they know I just want to be left alone to drink my first cup of coffee, and they're not going to do it.
That's right, because they left you alone all night, so it's their time to get going.
Yeah.
The little one especially, I mean, you have a real close bond with her, and she thinks it's funny because she sort of rules the roost, and she sort of likes her little special things that you do for her because she almost gets a chuckle out of them because the other ones don't get the same opportunity.
Oh, she's sassy, young. She is a wonderful little dog. I got her last year. She's just over a year old. Her mother is some kind of black cocker spaniel mix, and her father is a rat terrier, so you can imagine what that produced.
Okay.
And she's black all over except for a little patch of white on her chest, and when I saw her, I said, that's my black pearl, and I took her home.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, they're all doing. They're all doing.
One of my cats out. I went to an event where they brought kittens from the animal shelter, and I picked this one up out of the cage, and he curled up on my shoulder, started purring, and went to sleep. And I was like, okay, I'm not ever putting this cat down again. And I handed over a check.
I've got a cat too. That all three of the dogs like, and he rubs up against him, and they come over and sniff him and greet him and stuff. His name is Tinker. I named him Tinker when he came here. He chose us. We didn't choose him. Just out of the blue, came up to the house one day, and I said, well, I guess you're going to be here for a while. And he always, he messed with everything in the house. He was always tinkering with it. So I said, you know what, that's going to be your name, Tinker. So that became his name. And then I've got the two I adopted from a kill shelter in Utah, the two Catahoulas, Bonnie and Clyde. And Halloween, I dressed them up in the old 1930s black and white striped prison suits. And I hang their name tags around their necks and put them on the front porch so I don't get any trick-or-treaters.
goodness. And they're just big babies. They're just big babies.
They are. They bark at people, and invariably the only people that can come to the door of the house are children because they love children. So I end up having to buy candy anyway and open the door for the trick-or-treaters.
There you go. Well, you know, trick-or-treat's always the best time of year because if you have a lot of kids over, that's great. And if you don't, you still have a lot of candy. So it always
counts.
Well,
that's right. You can go either way.
That's right. Win-win.
Okay. Well, is there any other questions that you have for Tim about your pets? Or
My cat has been more aloof lately. So I know that if he got lost, I wouldn't have to worry about him because he's taken to becoming an expert hunter of birds and squirrels. He's actually killed a couple of squirrels this summer. So I'm just wondering if he's just here.
You know
to
what? I gotta interrupt you here for just a second. That's
okay.
Quite an accomplishment for a cat because squirrels are almost as big as a cat.
I know. They certainly can move faster when going up a tree, and what he'll do is he'll lay and wait until they get on the ground. He'll be perfectly still until they come over within 3 feet of him, and he springs, and I mean, he gets them. And he's not a very big cat either. But
my cats, that was like their goal in life. They wanted to bag a squirrel. They could catch birds, they could catch mice, lizards, frogs, no problem. They wanted the damn squirrel.
Well, the
and
first
it was
one you,
like their mission in life to finally get a squirrel.
Well, the first one he killed was just back in early spring. I had them running in the eaves of my house. I had a family of squirrels living up there, and he loves getting on the roof and going in the eave of that house, and that's where he killed his first one at. He's been hunting them ever since, so I don't have squirrels in my house anymore because of my little, you know, 6.5-pound cat. He's small. But he doesn't, here lately over the last 2 or 3 months, he doesn't stick around very much. He just comes in to eat. I've got the windows open in the house, so he'll come flying through a window like Superman and start meowing at me for food, so I'll go feed him, and then out the window he goes. And I'm just wondering if he's not happy or if he's just found another playmate outside or if he's found something else more interesting to do. I don't know. Do you sense
maybe
anything
from
Tinker?
Well,
he's sick, so that shouldn't affect him.
Right. Now, how close was he to your spouse?
He was very close to my wife because she's the one that called me on the phone and said, can we keep him? And I said, are you going to make him stay inside all the time? She said, yes. And I said, well, then as long as you clean out the litter box, I don't care.
Yeah.
And as soon as I convinced her to let him go outside and roam, she never had to clean the litter box again.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, it's very important to, this is important for all your pets, but especially him right now, is the fact that as you're going through this, see, they feel all this energy. They feel the things that have gone on. And with your separation, they feel that, and they need to understand that it's not their fault, and that it is something that they should be okay with it. So I would really go to each of your animals and just explain to them the situation, explain to them what happened, what you need from them, which is be happy and be strong, and why it's going to be a good thing for them. Because they do feel those things. They do feel the energy going on in the house, as well as you know the sadness and stuff that goes behind it.
Are you picking up anything from Tinker? Is he focused
I think it's just he wants his own energy time. You know, he wants to be alone as much as he can.
Okay.
I think it has to do with the fact that he's trying to, you know, deal with some animals are more sensitive than others to the negative energy that may be going on, and some of them choose just not to be part of it, so they go off on, you know, and spend more time on their own. They're more into their own quiet
time. Do you think there's
time.
Any chance that Tinker might be out looking for her?
I don't think he's necessarily looking for her, but I would explain it to him, because obviously if she's not coming around anymore, then that's going to have an impact on him. And so you don't want him to take the chance of going out and just leaving on a permanent exploration, because we have had some do that as well. Do some explaining to him. And they'll hear you. You can talk to them, or you can do it in your quiet time, and they'll understand. They'll know what you're talking about. They just want to make sure they understand what's happening and what you need from them and why it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that cats they have a sense of independence that dogs don't have. So I'm used to that. I've had cats in the past. Just here lately, he's broadened his area. You know how cats have an area they roam?
Mm-hmm.
He's broadened that area, and he's not. He used to, even though the house is open, the windows and stuff, he used to stay in the house more, but he's been staying out more than staying in. Here lately, he's just been coming in to eat, and basically harass me because I'm not immediately putting food in his bowl. But you know, we just had a cold front come through this area, so I'm sure at nighttime he's going to start coming in the house because he'll want to stay warm. And then him
that's
and Pearl will go.
That's what I was just about to say. They know when cold weather is coming, so maybe he's just getting all his outdoor time that he can right now too.
Yeah, I guess that could be it. He's a stinker on top of being Tinker, so. I love my cat. He's the most unique cat I've ever owned. He's an orange with yellow stripes, but the stripes aren't a tiger pattern. They're actually a swirl pattern, kind of like a cinnamon roll you'd get for breakfast. That's the way. Yeah, I've never seen a cat like that. His stripes are swirled on his body like that. And like I say, he chose us. He just came up and decided that he was going to live here, and the wife was crying to me last year, and I'm like, I don't know what you're crying about. As long as you clean out the litter box, I don't have any objections.
Yeah.
I've never turned down an animal. You know,
still there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
I know it takes all kinds to make the world go round, and everything in nature seeks a balance. I just don't understand how those people out there in the world can be balanced that don't love animals. You know, I can't turn an animal away.
Exactly. Well, they just, you know, they need to open their hearts a little bit more, because they obviously bring more to us than we could possibly ever give to them. And so if anybody's out searching for what the true meaning is, just make sure you have a pet or have one nearby, because they're going to show you what the true meaning of life is all about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want anybody listening to think that I humanize my animals. I don't, you know, treat my dogs like they're humans or anything. I know that they're dogs, but they're part of my family. You know, and I've told people before, you know, if somebody were to try to break into the house, it's not the dogs they have to worry about. It's a 6 feet, 7 inch monster with a 30-30 by his nightstand that they have to worry about. The dogs are just a distraction while I line up the rifle to shoot them if they're breaking in. I mean, seriously, I would rather get myself injured or hurt really bad, whatever, than see one of my dogs suffer. So, because they're, you know, part of my family.
Right.
And somebody doesn't have to be a human to be part of your family.
That's
true.
So, but thank you for taking my call. I've rambled on long enough like a blabbering idiot.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too. All right, you too. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Thomas. Okay, so Kayslyn, the one that is Lucy's friend, he wants to know if Lucy is alone on the other side.
No, definitely not alone. Definitely not alone. The interesting thing about it is when we leave our bodies, now this is humans and animals alike, but I'll talk about animals here. When animals leave their bodies, they go into energy. So they go into however you want to label it. You want to label it God energy, universal energy, spirit energy, whatever it may be. So we go all into energy, and we go through this regeneration process. And we are part of the whole collective universe. We're all part of the same collective energy at that point. And once we get regenerate our energy up to the level it needs to be, then we have options to come back into another form or to stay in the collective energy and continue doing our work up there. And so when you have other people and other animals that have transitioned before your pet, before Lucy has, then that energy is going to be up there. That energy is going to be part of that whole collective. And so she'll be part of everybody that has come before her, both animal and human energy. Now, will we see in our mind's eye and in our when we feel that energy after the transition, and we feel that presence around us, yes, we can feel all that energy. And we can also sort of visualize what that energy used to be when it was in a body, when it was in a form. So when we start talking about other animals that have passed on before Lucy, other animals that were part of the family, loved ones, friends and family that was part of the family unit beforehand, we will see them, though they're all the same energy, we will see them in the picture in our minds of the way we used to know them when they were in body and in form. And so, yes, there's some things that there are people around her. I see a grandmother type, an older, a little bit older woman there. I also see I'm seeing a cat and another dog. Another dog that looks like not a sibling, but a mother, father, something of that sort of Lucy. Something of a similar breed, even though we know Lucy's the best kind, which is sort of a Heinz 57 type. This is sort of a golden type color. So, yes, she's surrounded by quite a bit, and that's sort of my long dissertation to answering your question, but yes. And know that she's there, knowing that she's well. She hasn't come back down yet, but she's always there when you need her.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, now we don't have any other photos to talk about, and we don't have any callers at the moment. If anybody does want to call about your pet, the number is 646-915-8522. So we got about 15 minutes left. I wanted to talk for a few minutes about grooming your animals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is something that we've ever actually talked about before.
I don't think
so. Okay, cats, to bathe or not to bathe? That is the question.
Well, I think that they are in need of bathing as well as dogs are. We don't think about it as often, and cats aren't big fans of water. But once you get them used to it, I think it's important to start doing it at an early age and start treating them just and bathing them in the same fashion and grooming them in the same fashion you would as your dogs. They are susceptible to skin diseases just like dogs are, fleas, ticks, those type of things. They're still susceptible to all that. So I think if you can do it, then I think you should, especially if you're talking about your long-haired type of cats. The mats can get pretty severe on them, and I've seen numerous times where people have not done regular grooming on their long-haired cat, and the next thing you know, they end up with a bald cat because they have to. It gets to the point where it gets so bad that they have to shave them all the way down. And believe me, your cats don't like that. The cats don't like having the big bouffant hair and no other fur on their body because you had to shave them down to get rid of the mat. Not a good look, and they know it.
Right. Because cats are so scrawny underneath all that hair. They look so funny.
They do. They're all here, and I've seen, oh, goodness. Somebody had contacted me a while back, and they said, oh, my cat's all upset. My cat's starting to spray the walls, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll be glad to have a chat with her, see what's going on. And when she sent me the picture, it was one of those, you know, with the big boofy hair, a little curl, you know, little thing on the end of the tail, but the rest of the body was just shaved down like a burger haircut. And yeah,
oh,
and no reason. You know, like, well, what would you do in protest if you look like this? So yes, get him groomed, get on the ring. Yeah, exactly. Not a good look. It sort of brings me back to my trauma, my childhood trauma, when my dad would trick me into getting burr haircuts, and not a good
one. Yeah, buzz cut doesn't really work for anybody, does it?
No. My dad, I guess I should say God bless his soul, but he was a typical, once a month, he would get up on a Saturday morning and fix my cereal and let me watch my Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner cartoon and then say, okay, son, let's go for a ride. Now, the only time he ever did that, only time he fixed my cereal, and the only time he let me watch my cartoons, and the only time he ever said, let's go for a ride, meant the buzz cut. And I would run as fast as I could, and then I got the realization that if I kept running, then I would face the hickory switch, so I better just come back and take my lumps.
Just go get the darn haircut.
Get the haircut and let everybody rub your
fuzzy
head.
I think we've all seen that picture, though, of the internet of that cat that's shaved all over except for its feet, its head, and the tip of its tail. It kind of makes it look like a lion.
Yes.
But I tell you what, that cat, the expression on that cat's face, that cat is not a happy camper.
Not at all. I don't have to have a conversation with that cat to know what it's thinking.
Okay, so what about dogs? How often, now we all know that you need to bathe your dogs, but how often do you need to bathe your dog?
Well, I think it depends on, I think some of it depends on the breed, whether it's short hair or long hair. I think part of it also, for two reasons. One, because the more hair you have on, the more they sweat and the more that they attract pollens and dirts. Secondly, there are mats. We have to worry about mats. I've got two schnauzers, and they typically get the schnauzer cut where they have the long skirt, the lot of fur on the paws, the long beard, but the rest of it's shaved short. And if we don't keep up on those, that long skirt and that area around there, legs, it'll mat up on us, it'll collect sticks, it'll collect all kinds of little things in there. As a matter of fact, we had them up, we went to the mountains just north of where we live yesterday, and we went for a 2-hour romp through the forest area, which was wonderful for the dogs, but I spent the biggest part of the evening picking out stuff from their fur.
Right.
So I think a lot of it has to deal with breed, how much fur they have, what kind of exercise program you have them on. You know, is it outdoors, a lot of outdoor hiking, those type of things, because you want to be able to check for fleas, check for ticks, those type of things as well. But my rule of thumb sort of is 2 to 4 weeks on bathing and grooming, 4 to 8 weeks, depending on the type of dog. You don't want to get in the habit where you're washing them every week or too frequently, because then you'll wash out the oils in their skin, just like the oils we have in our skin, and it will dry out their skin and cause some irritation and some dryness in the skin as well. But yeah. I'd say that's sort of a rule of thumb.
I'm actually afraid to give Copter a bath because he is so he does not like to have his toenails clipped.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not like us to spray him with the flea spray, which we have to because he's getting fleas. But he just panics whenever you get the flea spray after him, and he doesn't forgive us for hours and hours and hours. You know, he'll stay away from us. And he just looks at us like it's this big betrayal. So I am actually afraid to get him in the tub and try to bathe him, even though he needs it because he's got fleas. So, I mean, what are your suggestions there? And can you talk to him and see if he'd be willing to do this or if he'd fight us like he does with the flea spray?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, he doesn't like the spray. So have you tried some of the other things like the drops or some more holistic approaches with foods that tend to detract fleas?
What kind of foods?
Well, check with your local holistic vet or go online and look under holistic pet vet and see what options there are. I know of people that feed a very small amount of garlic and onion in their food, their soft food, and that tends to detract the fleas.
Okay.
Now, I cannot recommend this. I'm not a veterinarian. I've not actually tried this myself, but I've heard many of my clients use this sort of a natural approach to getting rid of fleas on animals.
Okay.
To keep them off of there. But the other thing you can do, obviously, if you don't want to use the drops like a Frontline or some of the other ones that are out there, we use a product called Program, which is a chewable, which keeps fleas off of them, and it's just a little chewable tablet that smells like liver, and it's a wonderful product. I'm usually trying to get a holistic approach, but this product seems to be working well for us. And that may be a little bit easier. So to be proactive instead of when you see them, then spray them down. Because spraying, dogs are funny that way. It's sort of like the thing with dogs where if you blow in their face or put a fan in their face, they don't like it, but they love to stick their head out the car.
Right.
So it's the same thing. Some of them don't mind being out in the rain, but yet if you squirt them with a bottle, they hate it. So you can try that route. The other thing you can do with the sprays is you can get a cloth, just a light cloth, and spray the cloth with the flea spray and wipe them down that way. That way it's easier.
Oh, there's the thought.
Yeah, and that's actually a good approach to do because then you can see where the fleas are and at the same time you can sort of feel to see if there are any ticks on there as well and get rid of them before it starts happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not going to convince him that.
We're always petting him and stuff, I'm always feeling for that kind of thing. So, no, we don't have ticks, but we do have fleas, and they're starting to get to be a pain in the butt, literally.
well, I tell you, the insects have really been bad this year. I think it's because we've had a lot of dry weather across the nation, and they seem to come out at that time, but fleas are real bad. We're starting to see quite a bit of problems around here with ticks and deer ticks, and we have a lot of pine trees around, and people like to decorate their yards, their garden areas where their bushes are with pine, and that seems to bring them in as well. But always, if you got dogs that go outside for any reasons, even if it's just for a short period of time to do their business, give them a check over once a day to make sure that there's nothing that's jumped on them.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's a thought with the washcloth because he hates the spray. He can't stand it. And he will run when he sees it coming. So, and he he panics and he fights to get away when we're trying to spray him down. And it doesn't matter how much we talk to him, and explain to him how this is good for him and it'll keep him from being so itchy. And he still fights. So
he hasn't bought into that.
Curious.
Yeah, the spray bottles, there's actually some training techniques with spray bottles, just normal, spray bottles that have water in them. Some trainers will actually use that as a deterrent to get them to behave in a certain fashion. And it gets to the point where it's like copters. As soon as you pick a bottle up, they run. So
So you don't think that he'll go for the bath?
Well, I think you need to do it. I think you need to have some fun with it. I realize that he'll probably be kind of, you're going to get good and wet. You'll get as big of a bath as he has, I'm sure. But it's definitely something.
Well, he's got so many fleas at this point that I could probably use a good flea shampoo myself. So.
Right. Well, you may be able to take him in, also take a look at some I don't know if you have any mobile pet vets around the area, but that's always a good approach, too, because they can, you know,
yeah.
the professionals, they've got the facilities there, and they can come right to your house, and that's a nice option as well.
Yeah, we do. We have one mobile pet vet in the area, but she's been sued a couple of times, so I don't know how I feel about calling her.
Maybe not a good one to go.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, okay, we've got about 4 minutes left, so do you have any final thoughts? Tell people about your website and what you got coming up.
Yeah, sure. So if you have not subscribed to my website, my e-newsletters, and you want to find out what's going on, go to my website, which is wagging-tales.com. So that's wagging-tales.com. And that'll tell you about, it has chock full of information. It tells you about the events I'm doing, both radio, TV events I'm doing. There's some workshops that we're doing. We're starting to take those across the country. So if you're interested in learning more about animal communication and seeing if we can uncover your gift, then workshops are a great way to do that as well. You can sign up for the e-newsletter. So we have a newsletter that comes out bi-monthly, as well as periodic hints and announcements that come out. So take a look at that, and that's a free newsletter that comes out. And, if you want to know, if you are interested in a consultation, I do private consultations for people that have animals that they're living with today, and they want to know what they're thinking and what's going on with them and are they feeling well. Also deal with people that have an animal that has either transitioned or is going through that process and they need some help. Understanding how the animal's doing and helping them through that process and the grieving process. And then lost pets. I do a lot of lost pets. Matter of fact, we just, from wonderful Atlanta, Georgia, we helped a holistic vet in New Jersey who lost a cat, got out of a cage and left the building, and he contacted me and we got the cat back and it's safe and sound and everything's great. So we're even helping people from far distances find their pets and So if I can help out with that as well, let me know. But good stuff on the website, a lot of useful, helpful hints and useful links on there as well. And obviously, check it out.
Okay. I do have a link to Tim's website on my host page here on Blog Talk Radio, so y'all check it out. And there's a link to his website also on my pets page at mytarotdreams.com. So check that out, too. And next week on Paranormal Talk, I am hoping to have author L.A. Marzulli back, the one that wrote the book Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. It's a very controversial book. It all has to do with biblical prophecy and events that are currently happening in the Middle East. And I'm hoping to have him back on next week. Now, I have not confirmed this yet. But when I do, I will get it posted for everyone. So you can check that out next week at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on October 14th. Thanks for listening, everybody, and thank you for being on the show tonight, Tim. I really appreciate it, and we
Always
shall
a pleasure.
See you next month.
Sounds great. I will be here.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Good night, and I'll see you all next week.
near, wait a night there, we no longer care.